lightning. Tell me what's the odds of that? I was sleeping in the rain, unconscious, one breath away from death. I'm drowning.
And good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry to Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come for the wake up. Thank you for the wake up on this morning. And we are grateful. We are thankful. And we thank you. We just thank you, Jesus, for the day. As you know how the day is going to transpire. And we thank you. We just thank you, Father, for what you're going to do. We just thank you, Jesus, for all that you do. We thank you. We're thanking you, Jesus, bringing those in. So much has transpired, but you know all. And we thank you. So we ask you, Father, that you continue, Father, to be with us. Help us as we go through our day. Thank you for being on the network, because you are the network. And we thank you in Jesus' name for it all. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. Well, another podcast to be done, and I was actually supposed to do this one the other day, but here we are. And today, well, I haven't done one recently in reference with narcissism, but that's what this one's going to be on. This is going to be with narcissism on today. So get ready for it. Short but sweet. 2 Timothy 3:2. As I said, I'm going to always try to pick, it may be the same scriptures that I pick in reference to narcissism, but we'll get to the point. 2 Timothy 3:2 reads thus, "Wise, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Well, of course, when we read that, we know that these are people of themselves. Yeah, these are people also of themselves, and narcissists included. Now, the title of this message on today is Grief and Elitism. Yeah, grief and elitism. And guess what? This grief and elitism. Alrighty. And it includes the narcissist. How about that? This grief and elitism, it includes the narcissist. So, guess what? The narcissist is included in this. So, with this person who is an elitist, when I think of an elitist, I have to make sure I can say the word, that it's a person who dominates and think they're better than anyone else. Surely, we all know somebody in these areas that they think they're better than somebody else. You can't do anything better than them. They can do it better than you. Try to challenge you in many things. Think they're going to win already. Let you know. They're of an elitist type. They're everywhere. Okay. They're in offices, stores, businesses. You know, guess what? Hate to say it, but they're even in the pulpit, too. Yeah, they are. 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 They're in the pulpit, too. So, like I said, they're in the pulpit, too. You know, nose in the air. Just think they're better than the other person. Yeah, that's just how they are. And, you know, they're just who they are. Narcissists are like that, too. And it's grief because these kind of people, you know, they can annoy you. Sure, they can. They can annoy you. And they can, you know, just make you kind of like, I don't want to be around them. I don't want to be bothered with them. Well, you're going to feel this way. And, you know, they feel that their esteem is better than yours. But, you know, it's not true per se. On in their hearing, in their cells, they feel it is. That's the part that's crazy because it's a problem. It's a problem, and you know, they think that you're better than anybody else, and you're walking around thinking it's all about you. Well, that's a problem in itself. You know, that kind of goes into that scripture that, you know, you're proud, you know, you're a boaster, you know, your covetousness, you know, you'll blaspheme somebody if you can, you know, you're a disobedient person, you know, you got it all in your mind. So, you know, that's a person, you'd be surprised that an elitist will do that because they feel that they're up there. So you can't tell them anything. Narcissists are like that too. Let's take a look at 1 John 5:19-21. And we know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Well, you know, well, we're in a fallen world. So, you know, definitely we children of God, we need to know that where we are and who we're dealing with and a lot of people that we deal with. And, you know, that's why we, you know, we thank the Lord for who he is. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding. Well, he's given us an understanding and wants to give us wisdom. And giveth us wisdom that we need use. That we may know him that is true. We know that Jesus Christ is true. We know he is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. We know. And we are in him that is true, even in his son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Well, you know, that's where we're trying to get to our eternal destiny. So, we're given a message here. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Keep yourselves from idols. Keep yourself from people that think they're better than you. Keep yourself from narcissists, which is hard for many. But, you know, they get in trouble with narcissists. And so we have to remember, you know, narcissists, how they are. You know, they're controlling. It's all about them. Everything is them, 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 you know, when you're dealing with a narcissist. Okay? So, little children, keep yourselves from idols. All right? Amen? All right. Know who you are in Christ. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Remember, we accept, but you don't have to, okay? You don't have to. Don't do what they do, okay? Don't do what they do. Yep, don't do what they do, okay? And, you know, with the leaders that are in, you know, if you see somebody, they're in the pulpit, you know, they got that behavior, you know, they think they're better than, well, you know, guess what? You know, before you make moves and stuff, you know, I hear a lot of people, you know, saying how, you know, difficult it is, you know, in I guess finding churches, so to speak. Well, you know, observe before you cast judgment. Don't cast judgment. You know, and look, you know, try to talk to the leader if you can. You know, that you're literally looking at that behavior, you know, you can't talk to them. You know, they think they're better than, you know, you kind of see these things. And when you see these things, then, you know, it's maybe you'll find another place and, you know, or maybe, you know, you will deal with it, you know, and just, you know, take it to the Lord. And yeah, I mean, he will help. He will help in those areas. But when we you know, dealing with an elitist, you know, you just really, really, really have to know yourself. You have to know yourself, and you have to, you know, go within the boundaries of yourself, and not to think that you're better than, because it's grief. It's all grief. It will give you some problems, you know, if you deal with these kind of people, and it bothers you. Okay, just like a narcissist, you know, like how, you know, how narcissists, they try to control, but you need stand up to them, which a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't stand up to narcissists because, well, you know, fear in different areas. The narcissist is the one that kind of takes care of everything in the house, pay the bills, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, one may not leave the narcissist for those areas, but, you know, with these elitist people, and, you know, some people like to be around these kind of people, believe it or not. Some people do. They like to be around people that are like this. And I think elitist people, I think a lot of them, they stick together. They stick together with each other because they feel like they stick together. They know it all. So, you know, they probably feel like if they stick around the little people, then, you know, then they don't have to deal with little people's things. But no. You know, I always say, just like with narcissists, I always say, you know, God knows them and he knows how to get to them. He knows how to deal with them. And he will. We have to trust him. We have to trust him as we are told. Trust him with all of our hearts, all of our minds, all of our souls. And, you know, and he'll also direct our paths. So we have to believe that. We have to believe that the Lord will do that for us. And he will. So, like I said, we have to know who we are. Okay, we have to know who we are in Christ. We have to know who we are in Christ. And he will help us. He will be with us. He will get us through these areas of difficulties with people like such. Yeah, he will help us to even, you know, get through with an elitist. Because you can believe that they're all over. They're all over. And so with this topic, I need you to think about something. Do you know what an elitist, first of all? For some people that know what an elitist is, how do you get along with them? Think about it. You know, how do you get along with them? You know, you have to know something about what it is that you're dealing with. So if you don't know what an elitist is, I mean, and be surprised, some people don't. We're not trying to, you know, make anybody feel low or anything, because you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. That's why you research, find out what they are, who they are, what they do. And this is also, you know, and with these are the things that make one feel grievous. So we need to check it out. What makes you feel this way? And it can be a bother in your life. And that's what the grief is. As I always say, with grief, it's not just the physical death. Or it's evident. You know, everyone's going to die. It's evident. That's evident. That's the evidence going to happen. But we deal with grief every day. We deal with grief every day. And as children of God, we're in a fallen world. So things are going to happen. Okay. Things are going to happen. And we have to trust God in it. So, your thoughts today in reference to elitists, grief and elitists, and who these people are. So, I'll tell you, all of these things, we have to turn it over to the Lord. Yeah, we have to believe that God is with us, and he is, and he is with us, and he will get us through the areas that are difficult. And even with narcissists, he'll get us through with them too. So I say to you on today, with this topic of elitists, next time you meet one, give him a track. Yeah, give him a track. Say hi. See where they are. And take it from there. Elitists. Now think about that word to use today. Elitists. What am I supposed to think? God knows. Give it over to him. All right, I'm going to sign out on this one. Elitism. Interesting group. Let the Lord be your guide. Blessings. I need some guidance. I'm too weak right now.